oordenken op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Amen. Straight into the Word of God. Greetings once again to each and every listener, each and every viewer tonight. It is indeed a privilege and an honor to be here. And I think our pastor always encourages us at church that the most important message is the message of Christ. Amen. I think sometimes when we receive a message to say we got the new job, we got into university, we get so excited. But the most important is the message of Christ. And that is simply my task tonight, to speak to the life of each and every young person. And in celebrating tomorrow, the 16th of June, which is Youth Day, I think that symbolizes and it shows the importance of each and every youth and each and every young person in the country of South Africa. Never doubt your capabilities, never doubt your abilities, and never think you don't matter, because you do matter to Jesus Christ and you do matter to God, amen, who has created all of us. I want to start off by saying young people belong, young people matter, and young people can make a difference, amen, because the Word of God says in 1 Timothy 4 verse 12, don't let anyone think less of you because you are young, but be an example to all who believe in what you say, in the way you live, in the way you love, your faith and your purity. Amen. But before we get to the level as young people where we can serve the Lord, where we can love the Lord, where we can work for the Lord, before the good always comes the bad, always comes the challenges and the temptations of the devil, because the Bible says that the enemy, which is the devil, he comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. So we as young people need to be aware of the plans of the enemy. And just to highlight and outline 4 to 5 problems that we as young people struggle with, you know, ways that, because there might be many young people that are willing to serve the Lord, but they say, Aiden, I struggle, with certain things. And tonight I want to highlight 4 problems that prevents us from serving the Lord. And it can be summarized as follows. Number 1, temptation. Number 2, distractions. Number 3, fear of failure. Number 4, peer pressure. These are just 4 problems that the enemy comes to try and prevent us and restrict us from serving the Lord and giving our all unto Jesus Christ. Amen. But I want to encourage us through the Word of God that says in 2 Timothy 1, verse 8 to 9, the Word of God says, so never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord Jesus, and don't be ashamed of me either, even though I'm in prison for him. With the strength God gives you, be ready to suffer with me for the sake of the good news. For God saved us and called us to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserve it, but because that was his plan from the beginning of time, to show us his grace through Christ Jesus. So I want to encourage every young person listening tonight, if you are willing to serve the Lord, don't give in to temptation, to distractions. Don't think you are a failure, and don't give in, you know, to try and fit in with your friends and do what they want to do. No, if there is evil and darkness happening around you, arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Amen. And one of my favorite scriptures is in the book of Psalm chapter 1, and the first verse is, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So as young people, we need to watch who we sit with, who we walk with, and who we stand with. If you walk, or if you speak with wrong friends, wrong people, then it will be incredibly difficult to overcome the plans of the enemy. Amen. But with that being said, I want to encourage each and every listener tonight that even with all of these challenges I've mentioned, God is still calling and using young people powerfully, just like he did in the Word of God, in the lives of David, Esther, Daniel, Mary, Timothy, and Joseph. One of my favorite people in the Bible that I can learn from and that I truly admire is the life of David, a young shepherd boy, a young boy who worked in the fields, who was overlooked by his family, who later on became a murderer, who became an adulterer, someone with so many shortcomings and weaknesses. But the Word of God says that David was a man after God's own heart. Amen. Because in spite of all the challenges, that happened around him, despite of his circumstances, he made the decision to serve the Lord. Amen. He made the decision to love the Lord out of willingness, out of humility, and out of obedience. Amen. May that be our story, and may that be our testimony to each and every young person. Whether you are overlooked by family or friends, you might not be the smartest person in the room, but remember, the Lord has created you. The Lord knows you by your name. And the Lord will use you in the kingdom of God if you are willing and if you choose to love Him. I think as young people, there are so many things we love in this world. We can love our cell phones, our friends, our family. We can love even sports, money, clothing, all of these things that the world has to offer. We can love those things, but be careful. Even if you love those things, make the decision tonight to love the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Bible says that God is love. Amen. And the Bible also says in the book of 1 John 4 that we love God because He has first loved us. So don't reject the love of God tonight. Love Him back because He has loved us first. Amen. So just to encourage all of us tonight, let us try to be and let us try to learn from the life of David, from the life of Joseph. As a young son of Jacob, he had prophetic dreams as a teenager, and he remained faithful unto God, even through betrayal, even through imprisonment, even through the tough times of life. The Lord has lifted him up, and the Lord has carried him through. Even Timothy, the life of Timothy, he was a church leader in his youth. So never think that as young people, we are destined only for darkness, only for gangsterism, only for drugs, because our families have done that, our communities do that. No, make the decision tonight to serve the Lord, despite whatever happened. Just like Timothy was a young leader, he was a young leader in the church, so we can be young leaders in the church. I mean, if we look around us, even I can use example, if you want to become a pilot or a soccer player, you don't wait till you get to the age of 40 or 45 to do those things. No, if you love it, you start practicing early. You start studying at the early ages of 10, 12, 13, 14, 15. So don't let us waste time. Let us serve the Lord each and every day before it is too late. I always make a joke at our youth in saying that let us never serve the Lord once it is too late and once we are old, because then all of these things come. Swaybrand, Sonbrand, your cup pain, your knee pain, all of these things. Amen. That's just on a lighter note. But let us tonight as young people make the decision to stand for Christ. Amen. We can serve the Lord with all of our challenges, with all of our problems. The Lord will lift us up. Amen. That's just on a very powerful note. And even in the life of Daniel, he was friends with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but he chose to remain faithful to God. Even in Babylon, he refused to eat unclean food and interpret bad dreams, but the Lord has lifted him up, and he was seen as a blessing amongst his friends. So me and you who are listening tonight at school, at home, we can be that shining light for our friends. We can be the beacon of hope, and we can be a candle in the dark and the light in the darkness. May we overcome temptation, distractions. May we not worry about being a failure. God doesn't look for perfect people, but He looks for people who are willing. The Word of God says in the book of Isaiah, if you are willing and obedient, you shall be blessed and you shall eat the good of the land. May we give all of our talents tonight unto the Lord, and may we be like the obedient son in the Word of God that says, here I am, use me and send me. Amen. I hope you are blessed by the Word of God tonight. And if you want to ask me, Aidan, why can young people work in the church? Young people are needed, just like in the Word of God, to serve God, to do powerful, brave, and courageous things. Amen. It's important for us as young people to serve the Lord. So tonight, my encouragement is that despite of every problem, despite of every challenge, I trust and I believe that through the Word of God tonight, may every word spoken tonight inspire and empower us as young people to serve the Lord wholeheartedly, knowing that we are valuable and called according to His purpose. Amen. God bless. Amen. I'll just end off with a quick word of prayer. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank You tonight that we could hear the preaching of Your Word tonight. We thank You, Lord, for the blessing of Your Word. The Word of God says that heaven and earth will pass away, but the Word of God will remain. Lord, we thank You, Lord, that in the midst of challenges, in the midst of problems that are occurring around us, Lord, we can find hope, we can find strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the powerful name of this power in your name, O Lord, to bring strength, to heal, to save, and to deliver us from the plans of the enemy. Lord, may we not give in to temptation, to problems, to distractions tonight, Lord, even to friends, but may we fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, you have created us for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise, O Lord, because you are worthy and you are deserving of it all. Your word, O Lord, says that for many are called, but few are chosen. Lord, I trust and I believe tonight, each and every person that has heard the word of God tonight, may you call them and may you choose them to do the greatest thing, which is to serve you, to build the house of God and to expand the kingdom. Lord, bless the lives of each and every person that has listened tonight. May you grow their faith, because your word says faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for what you shall do in each of their lives, and may they be great testimonies for what you have done in their life. May they experience your love, your goodness, your grace, and your mercy like never before, because they have decided tonight to love you with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind, and to give all their days to you. Bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless each and every household. May you protect them and may you provide for them like never before. We give you praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord, because you are worthy and deserving of it all. We pray this in your most holy name, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.